It's hard to know what's okay and what's not okay anymore, but we see something happening on our college campuses that's a real head scratcher because it seems to be exactly what they're not supposed to do anymore.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman, harassed, scammed, identity theft, spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. JOINDELETEME.com/Cuomo. I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to the project here. Thank you for following and subscribing. Checking me out on News Nation every weekday night at 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern. So here we are. Campuses are blowing up. People are protesting overwhelmingly in favor of Palestine with more than a touch of tacit, conditioned, wishy-washy Hamas support, or at least not overt condemnation. And then on the extreme, some ugly comments about exterminating Jews and keeping the world clean and getting rid of Israel. Now, here's where I am on it, but I do have some questions. I don't believe in censorship. I believe that you let the best idea win. And I believe that it's a very high bar when it comes to hate speech. And the Supreme Court agrees with me. You know, in this country, for all the cultural conflict and cataclysms we have about people getting canceled, you know, and attacked and shame campaigns and crowdsourced consequences, the law is moving in the other direction. We're getting more and more accepting and expansive in what we allow. Remember the old line, you can't scream fire in a crowded theater? Yeah, you can. The Supreme Court has found that you'd have to be more specific than that in articulating a threat that led to injury. Now, civilly, you could be liable for some of the stuff you do, but criminally, in terms of what's a crime and what's okay. So,
hate speech.
You stupid guinea bastard.
Used to be that that got you a punch in the nose. You had a reasonable expectation that when you say something like that to somebody's specific sensitivity, you're going to get something back. No, no, no. Hate speech is not prohibited. As the Supreme Court reads the First Amendment. Let's not forget, we should remember, although we do seem to be in the business of not remembering on purpose these days. The First Amendment is just about the prohibition of government restrictions on a free press, on speech, on redress of government. And of course, not allowing government to mix church and state. Private entities, what's allowed in businesses and communities, that's something else. So here's where we thought we were. It's all about being woke, especially on college campuses. Everything's okay. You don't need a gender. You can change who you are. You can change what you are. You cannot be judged. Tolerance, 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 and intolerance of intolerance. We will not let you on here if you want to talk about being against LGBTQ rights or questioning it or questioning transgenderism and even along kids. Won't talk about it. Can't have it. Why? It's destructive. It's destructive. Can you imagine on a college campus a protest where people are holding up signs saying, keep the world clean, get rid of blacks. Keep the world clean. Get rid of Asians. No way. Never be allowed. Why? Discriminating against a minority. The campuses would say that this is breeding intolerance of diversity. But with the Jewish people, it's okay. Why? Why is it okay with the Jewish people? Let's think about it. Well, on the one hand, Jewish people are seen as both David and Goliath, depending on your perspective. They are one of the only, if not the only, little guy who is surrounded by people who want it not to exist, who is actually as strong as the people who want to destroy it, or at least they have been in the past, at least militarily. And they've got a pretty big ally in the United States of America. So that's confusing, because when you look at Israel and Gaza, even though Israel is the one saying, look, they are the latest manifestation of these Arabs wanting to destroy us ever since we were given a place because we got chased out of every other place. People forget that part. And yet, they are beating up the Gazans. They are obviously the more powerful military. Yes, they got caught by surprise. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it was a massacre. But they are kicking the shit out of Gaza right now because they're much more powerful. So at once, they are seen as David, the little guy who was the Arab world wanting to go after it, and Goliath because of what it's doing to Gaza. So that's confusing in the traditional analysis. They seem as though they are the oppressor because they are in so much control of Gaza, and Gaza is a hellscape where life sucks and has for a very long time. And I would suggest that that is unacceptable. I think the whole situation is. What to do about it, I don't know. But I think just condemning Israel is a little simplistic. And also opportunistic.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So Here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Did you know that 35% of us report experiencing poor sleep quality? Not that big a surprise, but you got to go a layer deeper. Why? Why? Because I have something that will transform your sleep problem. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Little funny side note. My wife just left to go from our apartment out to our house where we live. Guess what she took with her in her bag? The sheets. Ha! I got to get another set. She took the Cozy Earth from the apartment. I don't know what I'm sleeping on tonight. Cozy Earth bedding are temperature regulating. That's the technology. That's the key. So what they do is literally adapt to your body's needs. And that helps tailor the sleep experience to you. They use only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, and that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Use my promo code, Chris, at checkout, and you'll get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey, and be sure to write in the Chris Cuomo Project, please.
Second reason. Is it the case that Jewish people, especially since BLM, have been kind of slid into the white people category? That they are now graduated to whiteness, at least in America, and as such, they are an empowered majority and are free from any of the constraints of protection as a minority. Two things with that. One, a lot of Jews aren't white, by the way. And probably even if you look at Israel's composition, I bet you got a third or more of the people who say they are Jewish within Israel are not Caucasian or light-skinned, let's say. But also, they are not regular white people. Because regular white people have never had to deal with people who want to kill them because of their bloodlines and their faith. So they may look like you, but they don't get treated like you. Holocaust, okay? So is that part of the equation? But I do think that you have to ask the question, why is this okay? Why are Jewish people the only minority that it's okay to attack on college campuses? You're not doing it with any other minority group. You're certainly not seeing that. Do you imagine them letting Nazis come in and be invited into a college campus? No way. Why? Because they're disgusting. And they're rejected by academia, which plays hard left in a lot of these universities. But why the Jews? Wouldn't allow it with blacks. Well, because those are minorities that don't have power, and the Jews do, and they are the oppressor. Huh. So you don't think that they are targets, but every metric that we have would say that they are. Islamophobia is a real thing. Certainly was after 9/11. I remember that. I remember poor Sikh cab drivers, that's S-I-K-H, you can look it up. It's a huge sect and population in India and elsewhere. They were putting signs up on their businesses, on themselves, saying, I'm not a Muslim. I'm Sikh. I love America. Why? Because people were beating their ass because they were brown guys with beards. And they were not distracted by like the headwear, which most Muslims don't have. The women do, but not like Sikh men. And it was really ugly and sad. So Islamophobia is a real thing, but not right now. But anti-Semitism is. The attacks are up 400%, and yet they're not protected as a minority. They're 2% and change of America's population, but they're not seen as a minority. You can say, keep the world clean, get rid of the Jews. On a college campus where you could never say that about another minority. The next thing that doesn't make sense. Why now? This is not the worst violence between Palestine and Israel. Gaza's taking a beating. It's taking a beating for a long time. The only thing that's different about this time is that Israel suffered a massacre in a way that we have never seen in this generation, in modern times, I would argue, since the Holocaust. You may choose to not believe it, but I know that unless every piece of video that I saw and evidence with my own eyes is fake, which is impossible, this was a celebrated, laughed at, enthusiastic butchering of Jewish people. That's the only difference in this situation. They've bombed plenty of times there and killed many more than have been killed thus far. Not that it's okay, but you are making it an exception. And you're doing so while creating a vacuum of responsibility to only Israel. If Israel wanted to destroy Palestine, you don't think it would have by now. If it wanted to truly oppress and subjugate those people, enslave them even, as horrible an idea as that is, you don't think they would have done it by now? Did you know that over 20% of the population of Israel is Arab or Palestinian? Palestinian Arab is same thing. Did you know that? Do you see a footprint of Jews in any of the Arab countries? Not really. They live in basically two places, Israel and here in America. There's some live in Europe, other places, but I mean, overwhelmingly it's here. Why am I telling you this? Because I think that there's a really gross misconception here of how big and powerful Jewish people are. Israel is. What happened to the old bullshit that the Jews control the media? Certainly not these days, right? They're getting killed in terms of the narratives. And why is it that nobody's asking any questions about Arab responsibility for the welfare of Palestine? Oh, they all have so many already. But in this time of need, why are they closing their doors to the Palestinians? In this time of need, why are they so shy about donating for aid? Google humanitarian aid right now. Numbers are going to be, it's going to be hard to find data. Look at 2022, when Palestine was also fucked, okay? Who's first? The United States, even though now they're being blamed as being players in a genocide. Where are the Arab states? See if you find one in the top 10. I think it's going to be Saudi Arabia, and their donation is going to be like less money than the Saudi royal family spends on cars every year. Why? If these are their brothers and sisters, if the cause is so righteous that they encourage war against Israel, because the brotherhood breaks down when it's not as simple as a binary choice of being pro or con Israel. That's easy. So why aren't those questions there? Do you really believe that the region is solely at the discretion and responsibility of Israel? Of course it is. Why aren't those questions being raised? Why is what's happening on campus being reduced to this overwhelming sense that the only wrongdoing is what Israel is doing to Palestine, and it's been too long and too much, so it doesn't matter what happened to you. And even if it does matter, what you're doing is still worse. I have never heard that when a society has been targeted by a terror organization. Again, it sure as hell didn't happen here after 9/11. But we didn't have social media where people could selectively edit and take information and swing your emotions and curate content to create a propaganda campaign that you're not even aware of washing over you because you have legitimate sympathies and you're on the phone so much, taking in so much media that you can't even discern anymore. That's why you guys don't know what's true and what isn't. Sadly, the answer is less. Less social media time, less media time, take in less and be more discerning about what you take in. And do your own research and check what's being offered to you against the other side that disagrees. And it always exists and it's easy to find. Why are college campuses okay tolerating what they say is not to be tolerated? Why are academics coming forward and saying that Hamas is not a terror organization and that what they did wasn't an act of terror? what are these people doing teaching our children? And what does it say that these people and the self-identified political inclinations are so overwhelmingly left, far left? Is that not proof that we need more parties? Did the Democrats really want to own people who are saying, get rid of Jews, keep the world clean, white girls with blonde hair holding up a sign like that? What is okay these days? And where is the idea of being a critical thinker and not just joining a mob, even if it seems as though they're well-intentioned and not seeing nuance and not bothering to do research and saying that you won't tolerate things on campus because you're about tolerance, so you won't tolerate a lot of things that aren't about tolerance, but you will tolerate this intolerance? Why? Ask yourself these questions, because it's happening right now and it's going to get worse. I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you for watching. Thank you for following. We got to try to make sense of what's going on around us or call out when it doesn't. So tell me, what do you think? All right? I'll see you on News Nation, 8 and 11 p. Eastern, every weekday night. Let's get after it.